Welcome to the Punks in Suits podcast, bringing the leadership thinking, beliefs, philosophies and practices behind punky, start-up-y next stage businesses to you, even if your company's not quite there yet. Hello and welcome to episode 6 of the Punks in Suits podcast. I'm on a massive journey of self-development at the moment, going to lots of workshops, working with a coach, listening to tons of podcasts and reading lots of books. And sometimes I'm not in the mood for that, but at the moment I really am like a sponge. But I'll let you into a little secret. Although I'm a coach and I've been in the personal development and professional development industry for nearly 20 years now, I actually find personal development, personal growth, quite tough. And one of the things that's hard about it is that at the moment that you realise something, you have that aha, you can feel so frustrated that you didn't know it yesterday. I don't know if you've ever had that experience, but you have this kind of moment where you think, oh yeah, oh, that makes perfect sense. Oh, if I look at it that way, then this whole problem disappears. And then you think, oh, if only I had known that yesterday, things would have been so different. And then you have to wait for another opportunity to use that realization. And of course, you know that there's more to come, more of those moments of regret that you didn't know what you know today, yesterday. But what can happen if you don't put yourself into those situations where you aren't continually learning and growing is that you just keep on doing things the way you've always been doing them, hoping that they'll eventually work, even though they're not getting the results they're meant to, or they're not getting the results they used to. And that's what I want to talk about today. There's something very comforting about being the boss. You get the big corner office, you get the job title, and if you need to, you can just tell people what to do. Of course, you try to avoid it and you coach them or you mentor them or you involve them in decision making or you delegate, but you know that you can just take it back if you need to, and your people know that too. So I can understand why it's hard to give that up. But what's the price? The most common reason I get called in to work with a team is because they need their people to step up and they want me to help. They've tried everything they know and it's not working. They've told their people that they're empowered. They've told their people that they have permission to go off and innovate and take risks and make decisions, but most of them aren't doing it. And they can't understand why. Why aren't they grasping this opportunity to go off and do things themselves and really make an impact themselves? Well, times are changing. You need your people's brain power. You need them to contribute in a way that you never needed them to contribute in the past, in order to continue to serve your customers, to stay ahead of innovations in your industry, to win business, to not waste time and resources. And you know that you can't come up with all those ideas yourself. So you're not trying to engage them because it's nice to do. It's because it's business critical. But just as your needs from your people are changing, so are their needs from the organization and their needs from you. They don't respond to boss behavior like they used to. They don't just do as they're told. They don't get inspired as easily either. You know, a few cat posters used to do it. Things like, you know, you're a tiger, dream big, your attitude, not your aptitude, will determine your altitude. These are real posters, by the way. We used to love those. But no, they don't work anymore. People today in your organization expect to partner. They expect to co-create. They want to matter. They want to feel like an individual in the business, not part of the mass. So the change programs that you used to run that were pretty effective are not as effective today. And the road shows that were such a brilliant idea when you first came up with them. And the town hall meetings that you were so thrilled with yourself when you decided to start having town hall meetings. They probably don't work as well now as they used to when you first started doing them. Even the CEO's blog isn't really having the impact. It used to be very refreshing to get this kind of personal insight into what was going on for the CEO in his life or in her life and what was going on in the business. But that even is a bit one way and a bit stale and normally a bit old. by the time it comes out. We're used to instant message, getting things in real time. So today, in order to empower people, in order to get the response that you used to get, you'll have to do something different. And that thing that you'll have to do is to really let go. You can't tell people that they're empowered, but not let go of any of your power. And this is how I developed the concept of the pop-up leader. The idea that leadership can pop up at different times and in different places in the business, that you as a senior person aren't the leader all the time, that you give away your power. So sometimes you're the leader and sometimes you're not, and that allows others to lead. Now, giving away your power as a leader isn't the same as giving away your role. There are still aspects of the work that you're responsible for. So maybe being a manager is something that stays with you. Maybe being the designer of the strategy, maybe being the spokesperson for your function, but you aren't always leading. You might be wondering, what's in it for you to give away your power? Well, the main reason is that holding onto it isn't working, and here's why. I want you to imagine that you're standing on top of a mountain and you've got this gorgeous view. You can see for miles. You look down and you can see the tiny little houses and the people look like tiny ants, and you can see all the other peaks of all the other mountains in the range. And you live up there on this mountain and you get to see the big picture all the time. And from where you're standing, you're looking from west to east. There's a particular microclimate up here. Sometimes it's a bit more cloudy than on some of the other lower mountains or some of the other higher mountains. Sometimes you're above the clouds and some of the other mountains aren't. And you make decisions and lead from this place. But other people in your business are standing on other mountaintops. They're looking north to south or west to east, or they're looking down into the valley. Maybe because of their beliefs, their personality, their role in the business, their age, their gender, or anything that makes them different to you, they see things differently to the way that you see things. So the weather might be fine where you are, but it's snowing where they are. When you tell them that they're empowered without giving away any of your power, they make bad decisions. And this is what happens. A senior person will say, "Here you go, you're empowered. I want you to go away and I want you to make this decision." But because they haven't shared all of their power, they haven't shared everything that they see, everything that they know, all the information that they have, because some of it's quite delicate and they feel that some of it they should keep to themselves, the person that they've delegated to makes a bad decision. And then the senior person says, "Well, I was wrong to delegate that decision to them. This isn't something that they're capable of doing. I'll hold on to those decisions in future." But of course, they can't make good decisions if they can't see what you see. They have different information. By the same token, your decisions look bad to them. You can't see what they see. So the very first thing that you need to do is you need to go to their mountain. You need to stand where they stand. You need to listen. They're not being narrow-minded or stuck in their ways or unjustifiably fearful. It's just that their view looks very, very different from where they stand. And secondly, you have to invite them to your mountain. You have to let them have access to what you can see. Now, of course, in practice, what I'm really talking about is sharing information. There's a lot of talk about distributing decision-making, but I think that there's something that comes way before that, which is distributing information. And distributing even the stuff that you're possessive about. In fact, especially the stuff that you're possessive about. One of the very first questions that I'll ask a team when we're working together is, what is the information that you're possessive about? The stuff that you feel is too sensitive to share across the organization. The things that you know that you don't think anyone else can handle. And there are lots of reasons why those people don't want to let that information go. The first is fear. Having that information gives you power. What would you be without it? If your people know everything that you know, what's your job? I'll talk, I'm sure, in future podcasts about fear, but fear is very interesting when it manifests itself in organizations, because everyone talks a lot about it and people being afraid of change and fearful about what lies around the corner. But actually, no one really ever admits to being fearful. No one really ever admits to being scared. Fear doesn't look like someone sitting in the corner with their head in their hands, rocking backwards and forwards and saying, I'm terrified. That's not what fear looks or sounds like. What fear looks or sounds like is very credible and legitimate reasons why something is a really stupid idea. That's what fear looks and sounds like. And the same thing happens, I'm afraid to say, with senior people. You will come up with lots and lots of reasons why you need to hold on to that information and why other people can't handle it. But when I hear that, I often ask whether what's lying behind that is fear of what will happen and who you will be if you give it away. The second reason you wouldn't let it go is distrust. You don't believe that other people can handle it. You think you're the only ones, you and your team, are the only ones with the skills or the experience or the mindset to know how to assess what this information actually means, and your people won't be able to do it. And the third reason you wouldn't let it go is legal reasons. This is often put to me, oh, we can't do that because, legal reasons. And I normally think, well, it's probably one of the first two things. It's probably fear or distrust. Now, even if you do let go of power, even if you do let go of information, you will still have lots and lots of different perspectives in the organization. There will be differences of opinion, different beliefs, different values, different priorities, different ways of looking at things. But that's all data. It's not that those people are wrong for seeing things from where they stand. Their mountain isn't the wrong one to sit on. Now, you might actually be quite afraid of all that data. You might not like what you hear when you go and stand on someone else's mountain. And you might have preferred the life of a boss where people didn't make things so complicated and where you could just look at the situation from where you stood without worrying yourself about how it actually might be working in practice on the ground. A typical example of this is many of the processes in organizations. They look so good when they're created by the people who are creating them, but they don't actually work in practice. And it's really a pain to find that out. But it's not people's fault that they're not using the process properly or that the process isn't working. You weren't standing on their mountain when you designed the process. So of course you couldn't see exactly how it was going to work in practice. But what if standing where they stand in the organization, or standing on the mountain that they stand on, they designed the process with insight from you about what you see from your mountain? And then what if they continued to adjust the process so it really did what it was supposed to do? Now, you can't just dump a load of information on people. I understand that. You can't just expect them to know what to do with it when they've never had access to that information before. It could very well freak them out. You may well have more experience in interpreting that information. So your job now as a leader, as a senior person in your organization, becomes helping people to grow into an understanding of the information and how to use it. You're going to help them to learn how to respond to the information, including the stuff that scares them. And this isn't about reassuring them, but about helping them to develop resilience, to develop their trust in each other and in themselves, to develop their self-awareness, all the stuff that you've developed that allows you to not freak out when you look at the data. Ultimately, what you're doing is you're helping them become an adult. In most organizations today, still, there's a huge child-parent dynamic going on. And the only way to help them become an adult is that you have to be an adult too. There's no room for you to be the parent anymore, unless you want your people to behave like children. But if you do this, if you're willing to let go of being a parent, if you're willing to let go of your possessiveness about the information, if you're willing to go and visit them on their mountain and invite them onto yours, then you can stop telling people that they're empowered while they look back at you with blank faces. By giving them real influence over the business and the tools to make good decisions, they can start believing that you mean it. And then you'll notice leadership popping up all over the place. So go and stand on someone else's mountain today. Next week, I'm talking about focus and what to focus on. And I'll be sharing a tool that I created to help myself to do that, that you might find useful as well. And to remind you of the key points from today's podcast, here's, wait for it, 9-year-old Ivy Palmer.
Go and stand on another mountain today. See what the view is like from there. And invite people to come and stand on yours. If you want to empower people, you have to give away your power. That way, you move away from a parent-child approach to managing people towards an adult-adult relationship with leaders popping up all over the business. Remember to review, comment, and share this podcast with all your friends.